Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a government shutdown looming larger. The deadline tomorrow at midnight. Democrats say they will vote no on the House pass bill, saying it doesn't protect key programs like Medicaid or job cuts. ABC's Rachel Scott on the timing and impact.
Republicans need the support of at least 7 Democrats to pass the bill, but showing no signs of agreeing to their demands for a one-month extension. The standoff putting millions of federal workers at risk of losing a paycheck, as Americans are already bracing for higher prices after weeks of tariff whiplash.
The trade war ramping up. President Trump says he won't back down on tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. And earlier, the president says he plans to add a 200% tariff on alcohol from Europe in response to the EU's hike on U.S. whiskey. A U.S. district judge ruling that mass firings of probationary federal workers was unlawful, criticizing the Trump administration for what he called sham reasons for the reductions in force. The Trump administration says it will appeal. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to check fire danger warnings before outdoor burning as wildfire season arrives. According to a press release, the state has already seen around 170 wildfires this year, burning over 450 acres. Officials say that's about 4 times more wildfires than usual at this time of year. They also say fire danger will be on the rise this weekend as warm temperatures, clear lingering snowfall, and some dry weather and gusty winds move across the state. On Wednesday night, Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel faced off in their only scheduled debate ahead of the critical Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Debate topics ranged from abortion rights to election laws to the amount of money put into the race on both sides, as the candidates sought to clarify their own positions while raising concerns about their opponent. The result of the April 1st election will have a significant impact on Wisconsinites, determining whether the state's highest court will remain in liberal control or return to conservative control. The Bayfield County Sheriff's Office has been using a new tool to help respond to mental health calls in the area. According to law enforcement authorities, the Avell eCare Crisis Care app can help responding officers connect residents experiencing a mental health crisis with a licensed mental health care provider instantly. That licensed provider can then work to de-escalate the situation and provide feedback to the responding officers. Officials say they've already seen a positive impact from the new tool, which is funded by a Department of Justice grant. The city of Ashland has begun dismantling the pier at Bayview Park after reaching a settlement in December with the firms that designed and built it before its closure. The pier suffered damage in 2022, leading city officials to determine that it was poorly constructed and repairs were not feasible. C&S Design and Engineering paid $225,000 and the Nordic Group paid $25,000 as part of that settlement. This week, Ashland city crews officially began demolishing the damaged pier. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers advance in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a win today over Northwestern, 70-63 in the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers now advance to play UCLA tomorrow. John Tanjay after the game about what were some of the discussions at halftime.
We were just real with each other at halftime. We were like, hey, you know what? We made a couple of mistakes, but it's not going to be perfect. We got to rile together. We talked over scenarios and we talked over game plan that we wanted to adjust. And, you know, second half, and I really think we executed.
Tanjay with 18 points, 7 rebounds. Marquette with a win today, 89-87 at Madison Square Garden over Xavier. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament. NBA, a big game for the Bucks as they host the Lakers, but LeBron James has returned to L.A. to get more treatments for a left groin injury. He will not be playing tonight. NFL, running back A.J. Dillon, excited to be joining Philly in free agency, tweeting, "Fly, Eagles, fly." Dillon leaving the Packers for a one-year deal with the Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper 40s. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid 70s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high upper 30s. It's 60 right now.
Jim!
Yes, dear?
Don't forget, my parents are coming, so clean up the workshop and get your car out of the garage.
Ugh.
What was that?
Yes, dear? Been there, my friend. Might be time to give the pros at Clery a call. We can build whatever you dream. Egg buildings, storage for your toys, even a place to get away from the in-laws.
Yes!
Experience the Clery difference during our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 13th through the 15th. Visit clerybuilding.com for more.
Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Wisconsin Supreme Court debate between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We will break it all down with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Mattenair on air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, great to have you with me on this Christmas Eve of weekdays. That is right. It is Thursday in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, and we are hoping to get your evening off to a good start here tonight as you join us for Nightlight and talk about all the things that truly matter in life, like movies and TV and books, music, dance. Did you dance today, Conrad?
I did not dance.
Did you ever just break out into dance and blow off some steam? You live alone. There's no, you know, you can dance like no one's watching, right?
No, I break out into a song.
Do you?
Yeah.
In the shower?
Yep.
Yeah, everybody sounds good in the shower.
I have a whole concert in there.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to sing in the shower. Your neighbors probably hear you, though. You do realize that, right? If you're in a...
See, I thought about that, but I never hear them.
How do you know they sing, though?
Everyone sings in the shower.
I don't want to know what my neighbors do in the shower. I don't live in an apartment, but still. Is this real? Is this Days of the Year calendar? Is it actual Popcorn Lover's Day today?
Yep.
Well, that is very exciting because this is Thursday. As you know, that means it's the Christmas Eve of weekdays. But also, here at Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week that we do every Thursday night here at 6:35, right at the top, well, not at the top of the show, but early on in the show. And joining us tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week is none other than, I say that like it's expected that this guest would make the popcorn pick of the week. We don't know her to be a popcorn lover. We don't know what her eating or snack habits are, but she is hilariously funny, and she's been on the show before, and I'm very excited to welcome her back tonight at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. Comedian Mary Mack will be here. And then we've got, this is a night of comedy here on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, because Mary Mack will be here, as I just mentioned, and our friend Wisconsin-based, Northeastern Wisconsin-based, more specifically, comedian Rob Brackenridge will be here, and he will be in studio. And Rob is always just really fun. He's a fun guy. Rob is engaging, he's energetic, and he is hilariously funny, and he will be here in studio, sitting right here. Conrad, do we have a chair for Rob? Look where I'm pointing.
I think
there's
he's
no
just gonna
chair.
Have to, he can, you know, in the chair behind you, he can sit back there.
Would that be weird?
I don't know. The mic would have to, like, stretch as far as it can.
I think we can figure something out. We got that kind of budget here at WDW.
You just look behind you the whole time, Adam.
So, Rob, I'm going to be shoulder checking the entire interview. It's also Good Samaritan Day. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything, like, just for people that was nice?
I hold the door open all
think
the time.
Think back over your life.
I hold the door open every day.
I do that, too. Like. Does it make you mad when they don't thank you?
You know, the weirdest... All right, this I don't know if this is weird for you, too, okay?
Let's find out.
But there's a double door, okay?
Yeah.
Like, one door, they open it, and then another door, they open it.
Right.
Do you say thank you twice?
That's an awkward moment, because you've already thanked them once. You don't want to think they're, you know, you're any less grateful. for them holding the second door because that takes more effort. So I'll say sometimes thanks again, you know.
What would be hilarious if they opened the door, the first one? Thank you.
Sure.
And then they just slammed the door in your face on the second one.
Yeah. I don't care for the way you thank me. So what do you think about that? Boom. I think it was Tom Clark that does a great joke about when someone holds the door open for you and you see them doing it, but you're like 40 feet away. So they're like start running like he doesn't know what to do. And he exits out. It's so funny. But I hold doors open for people, and it used to irritate the living daylights out of me when they didn't thank me. And I'm like, is it so hard to say thank you? Like, it really bothered me. And then I had a conversation with myself, which was weird for those around me. But I honestly went through that whole process. I'm like, well, why am I holding the door open for someone? To get praise? No, you do it to do something nice. So I don't care if people thank me anymore.
Do you expect two thanks when you open two doors?
I don't expect anything.
Okay.
But if they don't thank me, I will trip them. So it is National Good Samaritan Day. You can share that with us. The phone lines are open, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know if you've done a good deed for someone and you were a good Samaritan at some point in your day. I like to bring positivity to the show. Let us know what good Samaritan deed you've done. That's always fun. Lots of things you'll be able to chime in during the show on throughout the course of the next couple hours. As I mentioned, Mary Mack will be here at 6:35 making the popcorn pick of the week. Rob Brackenridge will be here at 7:20 with his usual funny self. We'll have I've got some fun questions for Rob. He's got a really cool event coming up. Mary Mack has a lot of cool stuff coming up. We'll talk about including live appearances, and she's part of various TV shows, and she does it all from, what did she say last time? A trailer? She lives in a trailer.
What is it called
something
again?
Like that?
It's a trailer, but there's a special word for what she...
Scamp.
Scampy, yeah.
But you don't think she really lives in a scamp. I don't think it's a scampy. Is that a scampy? Like shrimp scampy?
I just thought about when I said that. No, it's a scamp.
Yeah, it's a scamp. Scamp.
But you could
she
say,
lives in a rapscallion.
Yeah. She also has music coming out, or already out.
A CD.
Yeah.
But I would assume that's comedy.
Yes.
I mean, Mary could sing. She has a lovely voice.
It's either music or comedy.
Just be spoken word. We'll talk to her about all those things. We'll get the record set straight. It's also William H. Macy's birthday is today. And this guy, man, I was a huge fan of him, of his. He was in Glengarry Glen Ross, I think. I think he was in Glengarry. He's in a movie called The Cooler. He's been in a lot of Coen Brothers movies, Fargo, obviously. Love that guy. He's like a Chicago stage actor. It's in his bones, the acting and the process and all that. And then he married, I can't think of her name, but she was on Full House. And they had the kids. They had that big college controversy. And where they were like paying people or to write the essays for their kids to get them in a better school. And his wife did jail time, like a month. But I'm going to find out who he's married to. Lori... what is her name? It's typed into Google. William Macy wife. No, I'm sorry. It's Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who was I thinking? I was thinking of Lori. Lori, I don't know. Full House Lori. That's what she's known as around my house. But and then there was another thing in the press lately. The guy's just kind of, and you know, I don't expect celebrities to be on a pedestal or, you know, meet my standards, so I like them. But it is kind of a bummer when someone kind of falls a little bit from grace because I'm a fan of their art. Same thing with athletes. You know, you just want them to be good people. And they aren't always. Charles Barkley is not a role model. Do you know that? Don't look up to him.
I look up to Shaq, right?
Shaq's cool. I like Shaq. There's not much to not like about Shaq.
You know what the latest thing he did? He went on the Pat McAfee show,
mm-hmm.
and they chugged a Beatbox, which is an alcoholic beverage on the TV.
Oh, really? Can they do that? I didn't think they could drink actual booze. So it's good to be back. We're live tonight, folks. We were off last night. We did a shortened show. We put together an hour show talking about the Day of the Dude. Hope you enjoyed that, and we're back live tonight and tomorrow. Regular shows here at Nightlight forthcoming, coming up, I should say. And ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that we get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite? You ready for this, folks? Girl Scout cookie. How's that for a question of the night? What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Yesterday was National Girl Scout Cookie. We teased this a little bit on Tuesday. And now I want to know, what are you digging? You and I kind of told everybody what our favorites were the other night.
Samoan.
Samoan. And tell me about the Samoan again.
It's toasted coconut.
You're talking about a Girl Scout cookie, right? Not some big NFL lineman you have a crush on.
it's the cookie. It's,
no better place to spill the beans than here. Yeah, tell us what's in a Samoan cookie.
Yeah, so it's toasted coconut,
yeah,
sea salt, and caramel.
I hate to do this. I never like to pick, you know, rarely we have the same answer, but I might, because I think you said this the other night, Thin Mints are just kind of a cop-out, or everybody loves Thin Mints. You can eat a sleeve of Thin Mints before you even know what happened.
That's very true.
What the hell happened to all my Thin Mints? Oh, I ate them in 4 seconds. So I'm going to say the trefoils are boring. Those are the shortbread ones, right? You drink those.
Yeah, those are the, yeah.
Eat those with tea.
Coffee,
I guess. Look, you do whatever you want with them. They're your cookies. I'm just saying. Dip them in coffee. I do like the peanut butter. But I'm going to say the Samoan too. Conrad and I are we're making radio history today. Never before in the history of radio has a question been asked that's part of a regular segment on the show about Girl Scout cookies, where a guy named Pete and a guy named Conrad have picked the same cookie. This is radio history, folks. I'm just leading with this. You're part of history. What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. It's so easy to use. You just click the little text icon right next to whatever Civic media station you're listening to. You can chime in on the stream. Conrad, a lot of people text us on the stream, and it's always great to read stuff on the stream, too, if you're watching on X or Spotify or YouTube or...
Well, not Spotify.
Not Spotify.
The podcast after the show...
Goes to Spotify.
Yeah, on that little feature. Yep.
I knew Spotify was somehow involved with the show. But either way, get a hold of us. Just get a hold of us, because it's fun when you guys are part of the show. Mary Mack and Rob Brackenridge are here tonight. I have to say, it's always fun going to Madison. Love doing my show from Civic Media headquarters, looking out over State Street. I just like Madison. I was down there to do some PBS work, and everybody at Civic Media is always great about letting me do the show from there, and they're always so helpful. And I'm going to tell you what I did down there. This is a special thing we're doing here at Nightlight, and it involves beverages. And you're going to want to hear this, folks, because I was all part of it today before I came back up here to Green Bay. We'll get into that next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. BoatBeat reported March 11th that CIS's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through with a ball off the hook. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that
Brian from Green Bay. In trying not to be funny, he was funny. Brian from Green Bay says, "I am sorry to say I have no remotely funny answer to tonight's question." But he texted anyway, and I applaud that. Brian, thank you for your honesty. And if something comes to you, you know where to find us. So no worries. Annie from Watertown says, 30 or so years ago, that was the great example of the times we were living in. Man holds the door open, woman thanks, or woman offended because she sees it as sexist. A bunch of tongue-sticking-out emojis from Annie in Watertown. And she says, so then men hesitant to do just what, you know, like you said, we all would do. The complexities of it all have stuck with me, a dump truck driver whose goal was to be Donna Reed. That's great. Yeah, you don't know what to, like, hopefully the idea of holding a door open for someone isn't a sexist thing or a chivalrous thing or whatever. It's just you're trying to be a nice person. Especially if the other person is carrying something. I will say about, 3 months ago or whatever, this woman held the door open for me. But she was probably 21. You know, real cute girl, holds the door open for me. And I walked through and I said, it's nice to know chivalry is not dead. Thinking I would get a laugh. I don't think she knew what chivalry meant. She just stared at me. I thought she was going to pepper spray me. She's just holding the door, for me. I say, nice to know chivalry isn't dead. Gives me a weirded outlook. And I felt like I, you know, committed a crime of some sort. You have to be careful. You don't know how people are going to interpret what you say. You don't know if they're going to get where you're coming from. And maybe the key is just not to hold the door open for anybody. We're all on our own. Anna says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Girl Scout cookie is the shortbread. I like to eat. I think that's the trefoil or trefoil. I like to eat them with a glass of milk. You were thinking of actress Lori Loughlin. Yes. Thank you, Anna. She had that same controversy with the colleges. She cheated or somehow to get her kids, and she's the one that went to jail. But Felicity Huffman and William Macy did it, too. Tom from Jackson says, looking forward to Mary Mack. She is rare in that she sounds like someone from up north Wisconsin, or God forbid, a Youper. Mary will keep you guessing. Because last time she was on the show, she kind of like revealed that she was partially from Minnesota, partially from Wisconsin. We had to break that down. And she talked about taking mattresses to the dump. They had a better program in Minnesota, or it was free or something like that. She'll be along shortly. Always fun. Monica from Mount Horeb says, tagalongs, the peanut butter and chocolate, and then Samoa's coconut caramel. What's peanut butter and chocolate? Do you think she means the Thin Mints?
No, there's a... Peanut butter and chocolate? There might be. Actually, I do got a guide up here right now.
Really?
Let's see.
Lay it on us.
There's There's some new ones I haven't seen yet. Toffee-tastic.
Hate it.
Toast-yay.
Horrible. Come on, Girl Scouts. You're better than this.
Well, all right. So the tag-alongs are the peanut butter and chocolate ones.
Oh, okay.
But there's s'mores.
I've tried the s'mores. Those are decent.
And then there's the oatmeal peanut butter ones.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And there's a caramel chocolate chip.
Do you know what my favorite cookie is? Is the combination of like chocolate chip cookies are good. I like oatmeal cookies, but I don't like oatmeal raisin. The raisin ruins it for me. But I love oatmeal chocolate chip. That is a dynamite combination when they're just a little bit warm. Oatmeal chocolate chip. Who do I take this idea to? How do I get a hold of the Girl Scouts?
I don't know.
That would be weird. Excuse me. Are you a brownie? Take this to the top dog. You want oatmeal and chocolate chip, you will sell a boatload. Tom from New Berlin says, being good to the good is good. I agree, Tom. But Tom, don't you think just being good is good? Even if it's to the bad, that's the hard part. Yeah, I don't know. But if you do have a Good Samaritan story, you can share that too, folks. It's National Good Samaritan Day. Samaritan Day today. I had the privilege today. All right, I'm just, for all you beer drinkers, if you attend or if you live in the Madison area or attend the Wisconsin Film Festival or just go into Flick's Brewhouse to watch movies, you will soon have the option of trying a Nightlight-inspired IPA. And they're making Flick's Brewhouse. Dave Hansen is the brewmaster there. He'll be on the show Monday. We'll talk about it a little more in depth. But I stopped by there today because it's going to be called Haze on Radio in association with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba IPA. And Haze on Radio from the, I think there was a Journey song called Raised on Radio. And that's the play on words there. But I was in Flick's Brewhouse. If you haven't seen a movie in Flick's Brewhouse, it is a phenomenal movie theater. And I wish they were all like this. Great food. You can order booze. You can watch your favorite films. They have a wide array of movies. But I got to go into where they have all the tanks. Have you been to a brewery, Conrad? You like beer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge beer drinker, but I like it. I like the IPAs that are lighter and kind of like Spotted Cow, a little lighter, kind of a fruity taste. Find it very refreshing. And that's what Dave is making. And I had to, I got to climb up to the top of the vat and dump the hops in. I didn't even know what hops were. I kind of knew. I knew it was some type of plant-based, but they smelled like evergreen or something. Have you ever smelled hops?
Yeah. You kind of said before, like kind of like pine needles or...
That's kind of what it is. Yeah. It was a very unique smell. And he hands me this thing, and I got to pour it in myself. And the beer will be ready in a couple weeks in time for the Wisconsin Film Festival. So if you go to the Wisconsin Film Festival... First of all, I'll be there. Stop by and say hi. I represent PBS and a show I host called Director's Cut and PBS TV at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And I host Q&As and all that kind of fun stuff. Introduce films. It's great. But now you can also have the opportunity to have Hazed on Radio beer. So I recommend it. I'm going to taste it when I go down there. I'll see how it tastes. I'm sure it's going to be great. Dave has been doing this a long time. And he truly is a master of brewing, a brewmaster. So great fun. Thank you to Dave Hansen. We'll talk more about that next week. But look for Hazed on Radio, the Nightlight beer, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Mary Mack is coming up next. She's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. I cannot wait to hear what Mary picks. I'm sure it's going to be fun. She's always fun. And Rob Brackenridge coming up at 7:20 in the studio. We'll be talking about Willem Dafoe and a really cool event he has coming up. We are coming right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. After the news, Civic Media is about to tell you what's up. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. When you feel blue, I'm waiting just for you. Someone's waiting for their love. Someone's waiting for their love. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another coalition of states filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over planned layoffs in the Department of Education. On Tuesday, the agency announced plans to lay off about 1,300 employees, or about half of its workforce. The coalition requested a court order to stop the dismantling of the department, arguing the layoffs are illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin has joined a number of lawsuits accusing the Trump administration of overstepping its authority. Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have introduced bipartisan legislation to improve roadway safety for cyclists and pedestrians. The bill, named after a Wisconsin resident who was killed while riding her bicycle in 2022, seeks to expand federal funding opportunities for smaller local governments to improve safety. The bill would focus on communities with populations of under 5,000 people, authorizing them to use federal funds from the highway safety improvement programs to cover local cost share requirements. An upcoming fundraiser hosted by Forever Fit will benefit the Feed Our Kids Food Backpack Program in Rice Lake. The Climb for Kids fundraiser will take place from March 24th to March 28th, during which participants will be asked to set a goal for how many flights of stairs they will climb on a stair-stepper exercise machine. They'll then be asked to collect pledges or make their own donations based on how many steps they climb in a 30-minute session at the event. The proceeds will go to support over 300 children in the area. Officials say over a dozen firefighters from three departments responded to a garage fire in the town of Spider Lake last week. Crews responded to the Paddock Road fire just after midnight on Friday, arriving to find a two-car garage fully engulfed in flames. Authorities say the owners were able to get one vehicle out before the fire spread too far, but another one and a four-wheeler were destroyed and the building was deemed a total loss. Crews spent about 2 hours battling the blaze, during which a power line near the garage also fell. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper 40s. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-70s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high upper 30s. Right now it's 58.
Here's another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK. 4K orientation for Amory students is coming Friday, April 25th. For students who will be 4K this fall, please register in advance. For more information, contact the Lean Elementary School at 715-268-9771, extension 262. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at the headlines, which are changing hour by hour, and also leave you at the end of the week with a laugh with Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, I've never eaten a Girl Scout cookie, but those Samoas sound fun. I assume, again, he's talking about the Samoan cookies, because the Samoas, they are a fun people, as Conrad will attest. Yeah. But the cookies are even better. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. We got a really fun show. Rob Brackenridge will be here at 7:20 talking about Willem Dafoe and a really cool event he's hosting. Right now, as you heard on the intro, it is time to make the popcorn pick of the week. And joining us tonight to do that is our friend. She is hilariously funny, very talented, and very conflicted as a half Minnesota, half Wisconsin native. She joins us now over the phone, Mary Mack. Mary, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Well, it's our pleasure. You were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump in Minnesota sick. I don't know what I caught, Mary, but thanks for sticking with us and coming back.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. And if you do have any mattresses, I am actively, like last time, smuggling in mattresses from Wisconsin to Minnesota because they recycle them for free. So
we should probably keep that on the down low, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but you know, how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
That's very good point.
Yeah, I do it for favors. I do it for actually, I don't. You don't even have to follow through on your favor. But I think I'm doing quite a good barter system with my mattress smuggling. So
it sounds now it's smuggling. It was a good deed, and now it's smuggling. I think we've said enough. I don't want to get you in trouble. I certainly don't want to be an accomplice. It's just great to hear your voice and great to have you back on the show, Mary, and especially to make the popcorn pick of the week. So we've got some other fun stuff to talk about. Let's get this popcorn pick of the week squared away. Let's start with your movie watching technique. Where do you like to watch movies the most? Do you like to watch them in your home or do you like to go to the theater?
I like to go to the theater, but I actually, because I work at night, I only get to like one movie a year in the theater.
Oh, wow.
And this year I did two movies already. So I'm way above pace. I'm way above pace. I saw A Complete Unknown. And I also saw Becoming Led Zeppelin.
So, oh, nice.
Both of them, yeah. Both of them music you know,
flicks, yeah.
Yeah, music kind of documentary for sure on one, and then the other, you know, biopic, as you say. But
yeah. Did you like A Complete Unknown? I really enjoyed it.
I loved it. I thought Matthew Chalamet was amazing, and just to see him embody Bob Dylan like that is, he did a great job, I think. That's not my pick of the week. That's not my popcorn pick, though.
Oh, that's okay. I won't hold you to that. Okay. We're just talking here. Okay. That's totally fine.
I don't want to use up all my popcorn picks right away.
Right. So let's talk about that. So you've been to the theater twice already, so it sounds like you watch more movies at home than you do in the theater. And there's nothing wrong with that, too. I'm kind of 50-50, but do you watch different kind? Let's do this. What is your favorite genre, Mary? Like, if you have to see a movie, it sounds like you like music, but what is your favorite genre of movies?
Oh, nah, I don't, you know, that's a tough one. I really do like documentaries, and I guess, you know, I don't watch anything. I'm a really big fan of PBS, and especially like BBC detective shows, because I don't want anything too good to happen too fast, you know, because I don't want to get riled up. Like, I just want to go to sleep. And so if you are looking for a thriller, I'm not the person. But if you want to learn like the most facts you're ever going to learn about the capybara, then I could make some suggestions. I can't do the scary ones. I like Agatha Christie. I actually really enjoyed the Johnny Depp Murder on the Orient Express the other year.
Oh, okay.
I saw that. Like that type of, I like a good storyline. I like a mystery, but I don't want to see people getting murdered. Although the movie I'm picking for tonight, people do get murdered.
Okay.
But it's so ridiculous that it's okay. If you get murdered in a real ridiculous way, I will watch it. Not in real life, but as a play, as a script. I'll watch that movie, but it's got to be so ridiculous that it's not even scary.
I'm kind of with you. I like the mystery too, and I don't mind a thriller, but I don't like gore or the gross stuff. I don't mind a few jump scares here and there, or some mystery, but yeah, I'm kind of with you. Do you have Mary, do you have a favorite snack when you go to the movie theater?
I do. And it's popcorn with real butter. It's got to be real butter. And I have to put salt, so much salt.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're going to just put on fake shake butter, I don't want that. I want the real butter. I want to see it going in there. And I know there's a couple little mom and pop theaters that do it. I don't know. Does anybody in Green Bay offer the real butter?
You know, I honestly could not tell you. I make popcorn at home. I don't really do the movie theater popcorn. I think I saw a 60 Minutes expose or something that said you could die within a year if you eat too much movie theater popcorn, that kind of thing. So I do tend to stay away from it. But
I've been looking for a way to poison my husband. Wow. It's easier than you ever thought.
Once again, we've said all this on the air, though, and this could be very dangerous. You're confessing to a lot of potential crimes tonight. So I'm trying to look. Conrad, let's edit that out later for the. But I'm with you. I'm with you on the butter. If I knew it was real butter, I would do it, and salt as well.
Yeah, real butter, real salt. I won't even go to the movie theater if they don't have that. So I do a little research before. but yeah, that's what I'll have. I've had that since I've been a little kid. Since we used to have to rent the VHS tapes and the video machine in a suitcase, we used to rent a hard shell suitcase with a VCR in it from the hardware, Your Chuck's Hardware. We'd go there, we'd get it, and we always rented it on a weekend because we got it the whole weekend until Monday morning because they were closed. So
I didn't remember you
Friday,
could do that.
You pay $5 to get the VCR. It comes in a destruction proof. Looks like a bomb, and it looks like you're carrying a bomb, and then like a copy of Rambo: First Blood. That's what we rent. My brother and I, when we were little kids, we would beg to rent Rambo or Strange Brew. Those were our favorite.
Oh wow!
Favorite. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that get killed in Rambo, though. You probably weren't a very big fan of that.
No, you know, when I was a little kid, I loved Rambo. I loved the gore. It didn't bother me when I was little. I got, my brother and I, we got matching machetes for Christmas when we were 8 years old. Or like eight, he was six, I was eight. So, and we got real matching machetes. And it came with the headband and everything. Because
in
we
honor
loved Rambo
of Rambo.
So
oh
much.
My God. And they were real machetes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my dad was a good dad, so he wouldn't let us use them until the trees thawed out. And at that time, it was May, because you don't want your kids to go whacking on a frozen hardwood. It'll ricochet and chop, you know, it'll cut, it'll get hurt.
Sure.
You got to wait. You got to be responsible. Make your kids wait until the spring thaw to get their machetes out, okay? That's my PSA tonight. I don't know.
I think that is really a sign of good parenting is when you don't let your kids use their machetes until they practice, or until they show that they're responsible. I think that's very responsible.
Right.
Good parents.
If you can't wait until the ice is gone, then you shouldn't have a machete. That's our family motto. And then we would carry them and bike around with them, too. We had the Rambo kit. The children's Rambo kit had a plastic sheath for your real machete.
Oh, dear.
And we would bike around to the neighbor kids' houses with our machetes and our plastic Rambo headbands. And then...
And kill them?
No, their parents just made them... We weren't allowed... out of the house, like they would only let us play with their children if they supervised in the house. Because my brother and I were working on our own trail system on my parents' property, which we made with our machetes at a very, very young age.
I absolutely love this. And I feel like my kids are kind of grown now, but I feel like I failed them.
Well, you know, if they weren't out there getting the trails made, doing the Lord's work with their machetes.
Here come the Mac kids.
Through your land.
We need a chaperone. You know? Yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, Conrad, I think we're ready. You got the drum roll ready? Mary, you ready for your, to make your popcorn pick of the week?
Oh, yeah. It's a throwback.
All right,
it's another favorite. It's another favorite from childhood.
This is exciting. All right. Mary Mack, ladies and gentlemen, is about to make the Nightlight Popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, if you please. Mm-hmm. World famous comedian.
Maximum Overdrive. The movie.
All right. Maximum Overdrive. I got to go to the Google for that, Mary.
No,
I like that.
What? That's the AC/DC soundtrack? That's the other one we rented nonstop from York Truck Hardware and Video. Was Maximum Overdrive in the 80s.
Oh, the Stephen King.
It's where all the semi... I don't want to ruin the plot for people if they go out and try to rent a VHS tape. but I actually streamed it 2 years ago, and I liked it even better.
Really?
Than when I was a little kid. I loved it even better. And it resonates with the things that are happening today with AI. This is like premonition of AI, but it's just all the machines come to life and start killing people. after I said I won't watch anything. This is so ridiculous and over the top.
This is great. Okay.
It's a great movie. You got Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
At that time, you know, I think he was, I don't remember if that was probably after Young Guns. I'm not sure. But
the height
you got
of his popularity.
Spectacular AC/DC soundtrack.
Yeah. Okay?
You got Yeardley Smith, who voices Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
And she's actually on camera. That's very rarely rare to get her on camera. She plays Anouk Connie. She plays Connie. She's married to Curtis in one of the very best movies. One of the very best lines in the movie is her line. And she's very Southern in the movie. And she yells out, "Curtis, are you dead?" That might have blown out the radio station capacitor. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine. Oh, that's so funny. Frankie Faison, a famous character actor. You're right. Emilio Estevez, height of his popularity. Now, the film did not get, it only got a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes, but 50% of audiences liked it. It's from 1986, and it's Mary Mack's
pick of the week. I'll tell you, 100% of the people I'm friends with love it.
You guys all sat there with your machetes and watched this really cool film by Stephen King. That's a great pick, especially for the soundtrack, too. You can't go wrong with AC/DC doing the music. I mean, I love that.
Yeah. If you're afraid of AI, if you're like me and you have AI anxiety, watch Maximum Overdrive and see how a electric meat carver comes to life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All the machines. Nobody's safe.
I am so intrigued now.
It's so over the top and ridiculous and good, and the da 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 that AC. It's so good. I wish I could watch it now. I'm pretty busy. I'm doing things, but I would love to just watch it. Even for the music is great, and it just puts the semis that get personalities, and it's not like Transformers.
Gosh.
It's like real guys.
No,
it's real.
This is coming back to me. I kind of remember this now. So this is a great pick. I absolutely love this. Mary, we're coming right back. You've got a lot of stuff going on. We'll talk about all of that after a very short break here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Mary Mack is here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Conrad, our question of the night is, what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie in honor of National Girl Scout Cookie Day? So we broke that story, which was hard-hitting news that we're not, you know, we'll do that from time to time here on Night Late. But also, I guess there's a fire along Highway 29 east of Leopolis Road in the town of Herman in Shawano County. So be careful if you're driving. Mary, you're not anywhere near that, are you?
No, I'm more up north.
All right.
But, man, one time I was driving up by where I'm from around Danbury Webb Lake.
Yeah.
And I heard a real emergency broadcast system announcement. Is that one of the? And they were having a little forest fire in Webb Lake, and they said evacuate. The weather service thing got on and was like, please evacuate. The nearest evacuation center is the Danbury Casino. Is that really an emergency broadcast system announcement, or is that the best ad for a casino of all time?
We recommend the slot machines or the poker tables. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on down for the $7 seafood buffet. Straight line wins. Straight line winners. You know, it's I couldn't believe that's our evacuation center was the casino, but
it's the suspicious. Biggest building. That's a little suspicious for sure.
Yeah.
I want you to elaborate. You said, you gave us this great popcorn pick of the week, kind of a forgotten about movie, which I love. Todd Alba gave a pick like that last week too. That's so great. But you said you watch a lot of PBS and BBC. Why do you like those shows? And are your snacks mm-hmm. different? Do you eat more upscale snacks when you watch a little higher brow, maybe a charcuterie board or some brie or something, you know?
No, I'm usually either eating Trazodone or Advil PM when I'm watching PBS or the BBC. And I chase it with a 3 milligram melatonin. I really am just trying to go to sleep. So, I mean, like, seriously, I learn a lot too, but the British crime, you know, the BBC, they're like, yeah, they're very strict. They're like, you could have your crime show, but by the ninth season, it better get good, you know? So it's like, that's my pace, right?
I learned,
you would be surprised how many crimes in England are solved by priests. Most Most crimes are solved by priests, it turns out.
In the ninth season.
And then most of those priests have to leave the priesthood because they like jazz too much. And that's a crime within a crime. So
what's that,
you know,
show?
There's several of the shows where, like, Grandchester, Father Brown. The other one? There's, like, three priest shows that they're solving crimes. And then, like, the ways people die are so interesting in those British shows, too. Like, you know, it's like obscure plant. Like, oh, so-and-so's growing hemlock, or so-and-so's been growing nightshade in her garden, and then her husband died mysteriously. Oh, you know, now they can just use regular movie theater popcorn. And,
the same kind you give your husband. Yeah.
What a plot twist that is. So the best way, and this has happened in, I sometimes get on the Australian ones too. This happens in both British and Australian shows. Is they die in a vat of hard cider. Which, what a way to go, right?
Well, that takes some doing, yeah.
Oh, my God. Soon, when I turn 95, I'm going to hook a couple bricks up to my legs and jump in. Sorry, that's dark, but we're not going to have Medicaid, it turns out.
Yeah, right.
In a short while.
We're all going to die. Then what better way to go? Oh, that's so...
Yeah, I'm gonna wear a couple bricks and try to drink my way out, and that's it. And that is a little dark for this time of the evening, but
no,
I'm just being honest. It seems like, I don't know if you guys are like this, but every conversation I'm in now always ends. We could be on a happy chat about Maximum Overdrive, and then suddenly my conversation will end on how important Medicaid is. Keeping people off the street and helping you care for your loved ones, and that's how the conversation ends with losing Medicaid,
right.
which just happened again. But at least I'm aware of it this time.
And it's just so insane. When I hear those conversations, I'm like, well, this can't really happen. That's absolutely bonkers. And oh no, it is. It's probably gonna happen. So I'll weep openly, I'm sure, at some point, but.
50% of the people, you can trick them into not thinking you do that, even though, as Tim Walz says, there's literally a book. They literally have an instruction manual for the entire presidency, where you could just have read it, but, you know, nobody believes you. So here we are.
You might be
drinking cider till we die.
You might be in some trouble, because if you poison your husband with movie theater popcorn, you might need help getting into the vat and tying the bricks to your legs. But listen, Mary, we have we have. And I'm saying, as your friend, I will help you do that, and I'll feel weird
about it.
But I know it's best for you, maybe at that age. But can you stick around through the news? We got to talk about your upcoming live performances, and I promise we'll get you out of here at a decent hour. Can you do that?
Oh, heck yeah. Thank you.
This is so great. Mary Mack is here, ladies and gentlemen. Rejoice. It's Thursday. Mary Mack is here. We're going to talk more with her after the news. Civic Media is about to tell you what's up. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me.
We learn more from a 3-minute record than we ever learned in school. Turn out of here, the neighborhood, drum us sound, and feel my heart begin to pound. So you're tired, just want to close your eyes.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a live interview with candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Brittany Kinzer, on why she's challenging incumbent Jill Underley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the NCASH bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It looks like a federal government shutdown will be averted at the end of the week. On the Senate floor, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing that he'll vote to keep the government open and support a House Republican bill passed earlier this week.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
Democrats are privately acknowledging that they didn't have the votes. Thousands of federal workers ordered back on the job. A federal judge giving the Trump administration and Elon Musk a scathing rebuke, saying they used lies and gimmicks to unlawfully fire workers. The trade war may soon be coming for your bottle of bubbly in Bordeaux. The Trump administration now threatening a massive 200% tariff on European alcohol if the EU goes forward with its planned tariff on American whiskey. That European tariff itself, a retaliation against the steel and aluminum tariffs that Trump announced yesterday. This is ABC News.
I'm Dan.